Thank you for joining us for today's session exhibiting a snapshot of the HIV surveillance data and the upcoming annual surveillance report. The detailed data relating to STIs will be made available later in the year with the annual surveillance report. Much of the information presented here today is available right now on the Kirby Institute's interactive data website that presents the most recently available HIV data. You can see the web address for the data site on the slide, and you can also Google data site Kirby Institute and it should be the first result. Identifying epidemiological trends and presenting them in a timely fashion are critical components in the strategies to end transmission of HIV in Australia. The following slides highlight some of the latest HIV epidemiological trends. Australia continues to lead the world in HIV prevention, and in 2018 recorded the lowest number of HIV diagnoses since 2001. In 2018, there were 833 new diagnoses across the country, down from 1,081 in 2014. That represents a decline of 23% over 5 years. The national decline in the number of new HIV diagnoses is largely due to a reduction in cases of the reported risk exposure of male-to-male sex. In this risk exposure group, the number of new diagnoses has reduced by 30% between 2014 and 2018. However, the decline in this group, is largely led by the reductions in new diagnoses among Australian-born men who have sex with men, shown here by the red line on top. In that group, there's been a 44% decline in the number of new HIV diagnoses between 2014 and 2018. The purple line below represents men who have sex with men who were born overseas. There's been a 47% increase in new HIV diagnoses since 2009. This slide shows new HIV diagnoses in heterosexuals by sex. There's been little change in the number of new HIV diagnoses since 2014. With more new diagnoses in males than in females for each of the 5 years to 2018. Here you can see new diagnoses among heterosexuals broken down by place of birth. Shown by the purple line, there's been a 13% decrease in the number of new HIV diagnoses among heterosexuals born overseas since 2014, and that's a 42% decline since 2009. Among Australian-born heterosexuals, represented here by the red line, the numbers have fluctuated between 2014 and 2018. An HIV diagnosis is classified as late if a person has a CD4 count of less than 350 within 3 months of diagnosis. This usually indicates that a person has had HIV for at least 4 years. Here you can see the proportion of HIV diagnoses classified as late by risk exposure. Among new diagnoses where heterosexual sex was reported as a risk exposure, close to half were diagnosed late in 2017-2018, shown by the red line on top there. By comparison, a third of men who have sex with men were diagnosed late, shown by the pink line below. This proportion has increased by 62% between 2014 and 2018. That's largely because there's been a reduction in recent infections. Here we show the age-standardised HIV notification rate rather than numbers for the Aboriginal and or Torres Strait population compared to the Australian-born non-Indigenous population. The age-standardised HIV notification rate allows us to account for different age structures between populations so that comparisons can be made. The notification rate in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples, represented by the red line above, have fluctuated between 6.5 and 3.8 per 100,000 since 2009. By contrast, among Australian-born non-Indigenous people, represented by the blue line, the HIV notification rate has declined by four new diagnoses, declined from four new diagnoses per 100,000 people in 2014 to 2.3 new diagnoses per 100,000 people in 2018. That's a reduction of 43%. In 2018, the HIV notification rate among Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples was 4.7 per 100,000. More than twice as high as in the Australian-born non-Indigenous population. Here you can see the reported risk exposures in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples on the left and Australian-born non-Indigenous people on the right. Among Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples, the risk exposure of injecting drug use was reported in 14% of notifications. That's the dark blue there. This proportion is almost five times as high as compared to the 3% reported among Australian-born non-Indigenous people. Among Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples, male-to-male sex in red accounted for 50% of notifications, compared with 69% among Australian-born non-Indigenous population. In the annual surveillance report, we also include information related to treatment, prevention, including PrEP. In the 12 months following the PBS listing in April 2018, more than 23,000 individuals were dispensed PBS subsidised PrEP. That's about 2,000 per month. This number doesn't include people who have acquired PrEP through other sources, such as self-importation. Here you can see the number of people dispensed PrEP broken down by jurisdiction. There was a rapid uptake of PrEP in Victoria immediately following the PBS listing, with 7,780 people dispensed PrEP by March 2019. Uptake was more steady in New South Wales and Queensland. By March 2019, 9,800 people were dispensed PrEP in New South Wales and 3,560 in Queensland. In other states and territories, the uptake trends varied. Note the axis on the left is now 1,200, not 12,000, to give you an idea of the scale. Also, you may have noticed that some of the jurisdictions are missing data for earlier in the year. This is because the numbers dispensed PrEP were below 30, and that's the minimum reporting threshold by the PBS. In South Australia, uptake increased quickly and is steady more in recent months, with 902 people dispensed PrEP, whereas in WA and the ACT, the uptake has been more steady, with 970 people dispensed PrEP in WA and 520 in the ACT. These state-specific trends are influenced by the number of people enrolled in the PrEP demonstration projects, their location and when they ended. UNAIDS has set targets for HIV diagnosis and treatment by the year 2020. 90% of all people living with HIV be diagnosed, 90% of all people diagnosed be on antiretroviral therapy, and 90% of all people receiving antiretroviral therapy or ART have a suppressed viral load. A suppressed viral load is defined as a viral load of less than 200 copies of HIV per milliliter of blood, which is actually different from undetectable. It's a high threshold. UNAIDS has also set targets for 95% of each of these steps by 2030. These targets have also been outlined in the 8th National HIV Strategies released last year. Here you can see the HIV diagnosis and care cascade using modelled estimates to show Australia's progress towards the UNAIDS targets. The cluster of bars on the left represent 2014, with 2018 on the right. The green bars represent the number of people living with HIV. The blue, the number of people living and diagnosed. The red is the number of people who are receiving ART. And the purple represents the number of people who have achieved viral suppression. That's gone the wrong way around, sorry. It's blue is achieved viral suppression, red is on ART, and purple is the number of proportion diagnosed. Sorry? There's the colours a bit weird on the thing, sorry. Yeah. Okay, all right. So in 2018, there was an estimated 28,180 people living with HIV. Of these, an estimated 90% were diagnosed, meaning that the 2020 target has been met, up from 88% in 2014. Of those diagnosed with HIV, an estimated 89% of people were receiving ART in 2018, meaning that Australia is close to meeting the 90% target, but not quite. Although the proportion has yet to achieve 90%, it's shown the greatest improvement with a 6% increase since 2014. Lastly, of those receiving ART, 95% have a suppressed viral load in 2018, meaning that Australia has met both the 2020 and 2030 UNAIDS targets, up from 91% in 2014. Overall, an estimated 77% of people living with HIV in Australia had a suppressed viral load. That surpasses the 2020 UNAIDS target of 73%. Further details are available on the Kirby data site, including data for specific populations. And I highly recommend you check it out and explore the numbers. The treatment data used for the National Cascade comes from the PBS. However, the PBS doesn't capture information on Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander status or country of birth. So we can only calculate the first two steps for these populations. In partnership with James Ward, we're working on using other methods, such as data linkage and other data sources, such as Access, to complete the four steps. The diagnosis and care cascade for the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander population shows that the 2020 and 2030 targets for proportion diagnosed have not been met. In 2018, 88% of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples living with HIV were diagnosed, slightly higher than the 85% in 2014. Among people born in Southeast Asia and living with HIV, only 73% were diagnosed in 2018. In other words, an estimated 27% of this population remains undiagnosed. A serious challenge remains to meet both the 2020 and 2030 targets for this population. In summary, we've seen continued reduction in new HIV diagnoses. The diagnoses have mainly been seen in Australian-born men who have sex with men. Two out of the three UNAIDS 2020 targets have been met. The target relating to proportion diagnosed and the 2020 and 2030 target relating to the proportion with a suppressed viral load. However, there's been no sustained declines in overseas-born men who have sex with men, Australian-born heterosexuals, or Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. Thank you very much.